This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And could we possibly give presidential candidate Hillary Clinton a real question to answer?
Are you in a place to tell your male colleagues to go f*** themselves?
And have you ever?
Yes, I have.
Ooh,
but tell me more.
But I've encountered those kinds of situations over the years. And, you know, sometimes you just have to ignore what's happening because there's a larger issue you're trying to deal with. And sometimes you have to confront it, and it's almost a snap decision.
Now, I'd watch that exchange between Hillary Clinton and podcasters Tracy Clayton and Heben Negatu from Another Round, the New York-based top 100 podcast from BuzzFeed, which covers everything from race, gender, and pop culture to, their words, squirrels, mangoes, and bad jokes all in one boozy show. And they're serious.
Well, before we get started, we saved you some bourbon. We don't know if you'll partake.
But I've got so much still to do. If this were the last event of my day, I would take you up on it.
Okay, well, rain check
next
it.
Time. Okay, rain okay. check.
But don't be fooled. This isn't The View with teased out hair, hip-hop lingo, and jokes about Rihanna sightings. This is serious talk about race. And they got into it with Hillary Clinton in a way she would never even think of allowing to happen on, for instance, this public radio show. But with Tracy and Heben, it's open season.
I guess I'm curious more generally, what do you think it would take for other white people to see the problems that we see?
Oh, I think a lot do. I mean,
I think the frustration of that interaction was not that the policy wasn't right. We can talk about policy, but that, like, on a basic level, people feel like they're not being heard. Like, Black Lives Matter is a pretty simple plea.
Right, right. It is. But if it's going to be a movement and not just a plea, then it has to build on making changes that people either have to accept or they have to embrace.
Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speaking there with Tracy Clayton and Heben Negatu, hosts of Another Round, as I said, the most popular podcast from BuzzFeed. They're here with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So do you think you got Hillary Clinton sort of off guard in this encounter with her? What was her demeanor in your opinion as you observed her?
I don't know that off guard is a good way to describe it. I feel like she was very well prepared by her staff, which listens to the show. And I feel like she sort of knew what she was walking into. As far as her demeanor, she seemed calm and relaxed and pretty
and very
chill.
Present.
Yeah. Very engaged and in the moment.
What were you trying to achieve in speaking with her?
Well, it's very rare that people let us talk to politicians. So anytime we have a chance to have a regular human conversation with them, mm-hmm. that's exciting.
Yeah.
But also, in general, we have a few topics that we are reoccurring themes on our show. Self-care, what it's like to be a woman in the workplace, constant police brutality. Those are things we don't ever get a chance to ask politicians about and get real answers from. So it's nice to going into an interview, be like, all right, this is on my terms, and these are the kinds of things I want answered.
Okay, it's speculative on your part, but why do you think she chose your show?
Because we're dope.
Yes.
Well, of course, that's not speculative, of course, but what do you think she was trying to achieve?
I think that she wanted a forum where she could, like, showcase herself as human, because as we mentioned in the podcast, there's a big contingent that considers Hillary sort of like robotic and not very warm. And I think that's just a thing about being a politician. You know, you don't seem human after a while. And her camp actually said that they knew that we were not necessarily Team Hillary, quote unquote, in their words. And that's why they wanted to bring her to us, because they wanted us to ask her tough questions and not have a conversation that's just full of like policy and wonk. And stuff like that, you know, just like a real human conversation.
But also,
there's a little news in what you're saying there. You have a suspicion that her staff wanted to bring her to you so you would ask her tough questions.
Yes.
That's what they explicitly
told us.
That's
not suspicion.
So that's great. So you were kind of her prep for the debate tonight.
I guess so.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. So her staff's trying to loosen her up, and where do they bring her? Into the ring with you guys.
Uh-huh. They came to the right place. We started off with bourbon and just went from there.
Yeah, but she didn't have any bourbon.
No, I had her bourbon, though, so it was okay.
What do you think the chances are, though, that in your kind of format, that candidates feel that they can control their message maybe a little better than they can in the mainstream media, because they can now, I'm really dope with these cool ladies, and look at me, and here are my African-American voter credentials. Not that she needs many. I mean, she's doing pretty well with African-American voters. Mm. What do you think the potential for her to manipulate you is?
I feel like we held our own. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's true, because the Democratic Party right now needs brown people and young people to vote. So this is a primary interest for her to be on our show. But, I mean, with any politician, any new interaction is a give and take, and we knew going in what we thought her give would be and what her take would be.
Would you talk to any candidate?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, please call me.
Also, Ben Carson, hit us up.
What would you do with Carson?
Oh, my God.
So many questions.
So many questions. I want to talk about the Popeyes incident.
The Popeyes organization incident. I don't think this man has ever been in a Popeyes, because he called it a Popeyes organization.
Wow. The food place.
Yeah. This is when he was saying all these wild things about what he would have done if he were about to be shot.
Yeah. And then he told a story about when he was in a Popeyes organization and an armed gunman came in and, like, held a gun on Carson. And he was like, no, I think you want the gentleman behind the register.
That's his plan. Just point to someone else.
He just seems like such a caricature. And I just want to be like.
But he's also a very smart man.
Yeah.
Like, he's very accomplished in his
field.
Right,
see, now that's going to get him. The other stuff you were saying, now you're going to get
him. Ben, call me.
What do you think podcasts generally, and there are many more than just you, although congratulations for shooting to the top of the charts on BuzzFeed.
Thank you.
What do you think the opportunity is for candidates in maybe picking and choosing between podcasts? Hmm. I mean, the talk radio was a huge disruptive force in the 1990s for mm-hmm. presidential candidates, that basically they could go to the talk radio host that they liked the best. Fox News, of course, transformed political discourse by being a safe place for the GOP kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen with the podcast revolution here in this 2016 cycle?
Well, I think that the cool thing about podcasts is that it puts the microphone in the hands of a lot of people who are typically silenced in society, women, people of color, et cetera. And so I think that if there's a candidate who is maybe lacking in votes among Latino women, you know, there's going to be, like, hopefully more in the future, more podcasts for and by Latino women. And I can definitely see, like, a politician being like, okay, we're down in the Latino vote. We need to go find a Latino podcast to go to, you know.
Or they could make their own. Candidates can make their own Latino podcasts and call them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very interesting moment in media. Let's go back to the Hillary interview and listen to a place where you confronted her on a big issue that's in the Obama administration about incarceration and mandatory sentencing. And do you confront Hillary Clinton on this subject?
This is now, I think, got to be a broader conversation than just, you know, change the sentencing and you know, move low-level offenders out of the prisons, because that has to be done, but that's not enough.
Do you think that answer is a good enough answer for the people of color who are right now in jail because of a very, very broken system?
Look, most of the people who are in jail are there under state law, not federal law.
She dodged the question right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Nothing. I felt that her answer spoke for itself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's
I thought it was better to just, like, sort of, like, just let the words hang in the air.
Yeah. That, you know, that's what I like to do on this show, is mm-hmm. not do the debate thing. When they say what it says is in their heart, let the audience decide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let the audience see it for what it is. That's great. What was your favorite moment from the Hillary Clinton interview?
Anytime you can get a presidential candidate to admit they're a robot is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And she did that.
She did. She answered all my questions, which I was surprised by. But she admitted that she was built in a garage in Palo Alto.
Uh-huh. You guys are the first to realize that I'm really not even a human being. I was constructed in a garage in Palo Alto
a
very long time ago.
Tell
people think that, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, they created
it. They don't even know.
Oh, no. I mean, a man whose name shall remain nameless created me in his garage.
Are there more of you?
That was great.
Yeah. And I like that moment, too. It's also one of my favorite moments, because it just shows, like, the capacity for like something at least resembling fun that politicians have that. And so it was cool to see her get kind of loose and silly. And I was like, you know, me and Hillary probably have fun at a happy hour laughing and joking about being robots.
All right. You think Hillary will win the debate tonight? Do you think the debate is going to be as important as your conversation with Hillary Clinton?
I think it'll be entertaining.
I honestly don't.
As far as who's going to win, I don't know. I just hope that she's asked something about our podcast. Like you said on the Another Round podcast
yes.
a couple days ago, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I will be watching.
Is Bernie next?
It's going to be boring.
You think it's going to be boring?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, you're not the only people to say that.
Yeah.
Would you do Bernie?
Sure.
Don't sound that interested in Bernie Sanders.
I'm not, to be honest.
I don't think he's particularly interesting.
Because?
I don't know. He's just
the lack of interest. I don't know.
The non-interesting part of him makes him non-interesting. Yeah. It's very podcasty assessment there. Does any Democrat interest you other than Hillary Clinton?
You mean to interview or personally?
Joe B.?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I love Joe Biden.
I wouldn't agree with that, but I would be interested in talking with him.
I love him just like as a guy. He just seems fun. He's also very handsome. Hey, Joe.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Tracy Clayton and Heaven Degatu are hosts of Another Round, a podcast from BuzzFeed.